The first few psukim in this week's parsha, Parshas Bo'era, seem to be out of context. In the end of Parshas Shemois, through the beginning of Parshas Bo'era, the Ribbono Shel Olam is talking to Moshe Rabbeinu about sending him on a mission to Paroi Melech Mitzrayim to redeem the Jews. However, the first three psukim of this week's parsha seem to be off the topic. The first pasuk says, "Vayidaber Elokim el Moshe, vayoymer elov ani Hashem." HaKadosh Baruch Hu introduces himself to Moshe Rabbeinu as Ani Havaya. He reveals to him the shame Yud Kei Vav Kei. The second pasuk says, "Vo'ero el Avrom el Yitzchok ve'el Yaakov bekel Shadoi." Shmi Hashem loy noidati lohem. I revealed myself to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, but I didn't reveal myself to them with the name Havaya. The third pasuk says, "Vegamaki moisi es brisi itom loseis lohem es eretz kinan es eretz migureyem ashegoruvo." I promised them Eretz Yisroel. Only the fourth pasuk seems to be coming back to the topic at hand. V'gam ani shomati esnakas b'nei Yisroel asher Mitzrayim ma'avidim oisom v'eskor es brisi. I heard the outcry of the Jews in Mitzrayim, and I'm about to redeem them. So what are the first three psukim doing in this context? Rashi, in his second pshat, brings in the name of Chazal. V'rabboiseinu dorshu le'inyin shel ma'alo. That according to Chazal, these three psukim are not an introduction to what's going to be said further on. It's a response to what was said earlier. Moshe Rabbeinu, in the end of Parsha Shemoy, said, "Lama harayoso la'amazeh." He complained to the Ribbono Shel Olam that may oz bosi ledaber el paroi heira. That since I began negotiating with Paroi about releasing the Jews, the situation became worse. And at this point, the Ribbono Shel Olam is contrasting the behavior of Moshe Rabbeinu to that of the Avos. And he's saying to him, "The Avos never questioned me like you are." Rashi brings the example that Avraham Avinu, in spite of the fact that he was promised the land of Eretz Yisrael, nevertheless, when he needed to bury sorrow and he needed to buy the Ma'aras HaMakpela for Domim Merubim for a lot of money, he nevertheless didn't question the Ribbono Shel Olam. And you, Moshe Rabbeinu, are questioning me. Now, if we would be asked to bring an example of Avraham Avinu not questioning the Ribbono Shel Olam, the first example that comes to mind, the primary example, would be the Akedah. The Ribbono Shel Olam promised Avraham Avinu a son that will inherit him, and then he tells him, "Kach no es bincha es yechidcha asher ahavta es Yitzchok v'ha'aleihu shom lo'olam." And nevertheless, Avraham Avinu accepts the Ribbono Shel Olam's command and he's willing to carry it out. That's the primary example of loy hirher achar midoisai, of not questioning the Ribbono Shel Olam. Why would we choose to bring the example of buying the Ma'aras HaMachpela, which seems to be almost nothing compared with the Nisoyon of the Akedah? It's a very normal occurrence that one needs to buy a burial plot. True, the Ribbono Shel Olam promised him Eretz Yisrael, but he never told him when that will take place. So he needed to spend some money on buying the Ma'aras HaMachpela. Why would we choose to bring this example of loy hirher achar midoisa? It's interesting that in spite of the fact that in Midrashei Chazal, this episode of buying the Ma'arasa Machpelah does not even appear as one of the 10 nisyonos, one of the 10 tests that Avraham Avinu was tested with. The Rabbeinu Yoina in his Pirush on Avos does count this as the 10th nisyon, which means that even after Avraham Avinu passed 9 tests, including the nisyon of the Akedah, he still needed to be tested with this test of buying the Ma'aras HaMachpelah for money in a land that was already promised to him by the Ribbono Shel Olam. What can be more than passing the test of the Akedah? What does the Ribbono Shel Olam need to see in Avraham Avinu that he sees only in him passing this test of buying the Ma'aras HaMachpelah to bury Sora? You know, we say every day in Kriya Shema, V'ahavto es Hashem Elokecho b'chol levavecho u'v'chol nafshecho u'v'chol moidecho. B'chol nafshecho, Chazal say, is afilu hu noite les nafshecho. One needs to love the Ribbono Shel Olam to the extent that he be willing to give his life up al kiddush Hashem. What's b'chol moidecho? Says Rashi in Parshas Vayeschanon, in the name of Chazal, b'chol mido u'mido shehu moideid lecha. Every measure that the Ribbono Shel Olam measures to you, bein mido toiva, bein midas puronus, whether it's a good measure or it's a measure of punishment. Now, if one is willing to give up life for ahavas Hashem, all the more so, he's willing to suffer midas puronus. I mean, giving up life is the ultimate of puronus. The ultimate punishment is death. So how could it be that after we already said b'chol nafshecho, that one is willing to give up his life, we need to say that b'chol mido mido shehu moideid lecha, he shouldn't lose his love for the Ribbono Shel Olam? It would seem that sometimes when a person is put up to the big test, he has the ability to draw on his inner reservoirs of strength. He taps into a strength that isn't available to him in daily life. When a person, just like when a person is threatened physically, he's in a danger of losing his life, he can do things that he regularly isn't capable of doing, because when it's a matter of life and death, you rise to the occasion and you find within yourself abilities that you don't even know you have. So also when one is faced with a spiritual challenge of to be or not to be spiritually, he can tap into those inner reservoirs of strength. So when one is faced with an nisoyon of b'chol nafshecho, noiteles nafshecho, he might be willing to give up his life for the Ribbono Shel Olam. However, the same person, when it's not a matter of life and death, when it's just a matter of mido u'mido shehu moideid lecha, mido toivo, midas puronos, it's a bit better, it's a bit worse, it's in, it's out, it's daily, it's small little difficulties that one experiences as a servant of the Ribbono Shel Olam, that might be easier. At the same time, it might be harder, because he doesn't draw on those inner strengths that he draws on when he's faced with b'chol nafshecho. True, Avraham Avinu passed the test of the Akedah, but the Akedah was the most dramatic commandment, the most extreme, the most illogical. It went against the nature of man. At that point, one rises to the occasion and finds within himself the ability to accept the commandment. However, he needs to be tested once again with buying the Mokka and Kvura for Soro. It's part of the daily grind. It's a regular thing. But you know, because it's so plain and regular, one is not on guard. He doesn't have that sense of alertness. He doesn't tap into his inner strengths. And he might fall in this Nisoyin. Therefore, the smaller Nisoyin tells us more, in a way, about Avraham Avinu than the greater Nisoyin. The Pasuk says, Miyah lebahar Hashem, who can climb up the mountain of the service of the Rabbeinu Shlomo, mi umi yokum bimkoin kochay, and who can stand on top of the mountain. Svarim say, climbing up the mountain is one thing, but retaining that madrege, holding on to that level when you're on top of the mountain, is even harder. Because when we're climbing up the mountain, we're all worked up. We draw on our strengths. Whereas once we're up there, we can lose focus. We lose our sense of alertness. And therefore, miyale ba'ar Hashem, but even greater, miyokum bimkoim kochoy. The Gemara in Masechtas Avodah Zarah Daf Yud Ches tells us that when the Romans decreed that Jews not learn Torah and not observe mitzvahs, Reb Chanina ben Tradyon was moiseh nefesh, as the Gemara says, he was yoishev va'oiseik ba'Torah. He sat and learned Torah. Umakil kihilois berabim. He taught Torah to everyone. V'sefer Torah munachloi b'cheikoi. He had a sefer Torah in his lap. Tremendous level of mesiras nefesh. Nevertheless, when Reb Chanina ben Tradyon asked Reb Yosi ben Kismo, Ma ani lechaye ha'olam haba? Do I have a portion in Olam Haba? What is my level in Olam Haba? So Reb Yosi ben Kisma said to him, Klum maise bo liyotcha? Can you share with me some incident that happened to you? Or tell me some story, something that you stumbled upon? So Reb Chanina ben Tradyon said to him, yeah, you know, one time I was collecting money for tzedakah, and the money I collected for tzedakah got mixed up with my own money, and I gave it all to tzedakah. When Reb Yosi ben Kisma heard that, he said, "In Cain, if so, may chelkecha yehei chelki. I wish I had a portion in your portion in Olam Haba. Umi goyrolcha yehei goyroli. May your fate be my fate." How can it be that Reb Chanina ben Tradyon, who did so much for disseminating Torah in such difficult times, risking his life, nevertheless wasn't sure about his chelik in Olam Haba, and it's only because of this incident that Reb Yosi ben Kisma is willing to tell him that he has a chelik in Olam Haba? It's once again the same idea. Teaching Torah in impossible conditions is a tremendous level of Mesiras Nefesh. However, doing so can be a result of a person tapping into his inner strengths in difficult times. On the other hand, the Maiseh Bo Liyotcha, in daily affairs, small things, define the person more than the big things. It's the small things that make big people. It's not the big things. In Sefer Chassidim, he writes in Ois Kuf Nun Hei that when a person has a small test, when things are difficult, he should always think to himself, would he be willing to give his life up for the Rabbeinu Shel Olam? since he knows he would be willing to give his life up for the Ribbono Shel Olam, all the more so he should be ready to suffer the bit of suffering that it takes to do a mitzvah or to refrain from doing an avera at that particular moment. The idea being that the war of attrition that the Yetzer Hara fights against us is in a sense more dangerous than the big nisyonos. The previous generations were generations during which we were tested with b'chol nafshecho, afilu hu noiteles nafshecho, being observing Torah, learning Torah was dangerous. Jews risked their life to live a life of Torah. The Nisoyan was the Nisoyan of Miyale Bahar Hashem. We were climbing the mountain of Avodas Hashem. In our generation, it's about Miyokum Bimkoim Kotshoy. It's much easier. To learn Torah, to observe mitzvahs. But because it's easier, it's in a sense much harder to remain alert. It's much harder to put all our strength into it. Let us remember that it's the small things that make the big difference, and it's the small nisyonos that define us. We might be on the way to doing a big mitzvah, but then there's a maisev boliyotcha just on the way. Smiling to someone who needs a smile, saying a nice word to someone. It's those small things that make the big difference and define who we are. May the Ribbono Shel Olam help that we be able to face even the small challenges. A guten Shabbos.